各位弟兄姐妹，诸位同工，大家平安。
To all the holy workers and to all the members, peace to all.
愿主耶稣的恩典常常跟我们同在。
May God's grace be upon us constantly.
愿主耶稣带领我们这一次的世界教NCC 哈。
And may the Lord guide our NCC this weekend.
我们在座有许多教会的工人。
And there are many holy workers among us here.
我们在工作上不知道您有没有一个 role model, 一个可以让你效法的对象。
And I don't know if while you're working, do you have a role model?
很多年轻人打篮球，学射三分球可能会找Steve Curry 来做他的效法的对象。
And as a youth, if you play basketball and you like to shoot three-pointers, you may imitate after Stephen Curry.
当我们做圣工，在圣经上里面有很多效法的对象。
And in our holy work, we also have many people we can imitate.
小弟也觉得西西家这个王在服事上给我们工人有许多效法的对象。
And I often think that King Hezekiah has many good things that as holy workers we can follow.
我们来看历代志下31章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 31.
我们把红线夹在历代志下的31章。
And please put your bookmark in 2 Chronicles chapter 31.
历代志下31章20节21节。
Let's turn to chapter 31, verses 20 and 21.
二十节二十一节
Verses 20 and 21.
西西家在犹大遍地这样办理，行主他神眼中看为善为正为忠的事，凡他所行的，无论是办神殿的事，是遵守律法守诫命，是寻求他的神，都是尽心去行，无不亨通。
Verse 20. Thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good and right and true before the Lord his God. Verse 21. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and the commandment to seek his God, he did it with all his heart, so he prospered.
实际上特别形容西西家他行为善为正为忠的事情。
And the Bible specifically mentioned that he did what was good, right, and true.
我们中国人谈到真善美就是希望每个人都有一个真善美的人生。
And as Asian, we imitate after a true and beautiful and good things.
这里的忠其实英文就是 true 善已经有了，那正直的事情、对的事情也是很美。所以我们觉得西西家的一生，在他的晚年之前他的人生也是达到真善美。
So in the life of Hezekiah, he has accomplished his goal of being a good, right, and true before the Lord.
那二十一节特别他在哪提到他在哪一方面有这三种表现呢
？So the Bible mentioned in what aspect of his life he accomplished these three things.
就是办理神的殿他做得很善哈。
And it is in every work that he did in the service of God.
遵守律法、诫命的事情，他很正。英文说 right， 他都做对的事情。
And he did what was right in the law and the commandments.
在寻求他的神他都是尽心的，都是 true， 都是尽忠的。
And to seek his God, he did what was true, and he did it wholeheartedly.
所以我们仔细看，他这里有教会生活，也有社会生活。
So in his life, he had a society life and also a family life.
我们弟兄姐妹服侍神，我们大家都有教会生活。
And as holy workers, we all have church life.
所以我们要在圣殿方面要办为善的事情。
So in the temple of God, we need to do what is good.
我们也有社会生活，我们在社会上要懂得遵守神的诫命。
So in our society life, we also need to keep the words of God.
无论在社会上，是在神的家，我们的终极追求都是神本身。
And so in a society or our family, our ultimate goal is to pursue God.
所以我们在神面前要做一个忠心的工人，做一个真诚的人。
So in the presence of God, we need to do, need to become a faithful and good person.
我们就从这三方面来学习西西家做一个好工人。
So in this aspect, we can learn from Hezekiah to become a good worker.
西西家在神的殿上面，他做了什么善事呢
？So what good things did King Hezekiah did in the temple of God？
首先我们看到他当王的第一天，他就把殿的门打开。
So on the first day of his reign, he opened the door to the temple.
我们看历代志下二十九章第三节。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 29 verse 3.
历代志下二十九章第三节。
Second Chronicles chapter 29 verse 3.
元年正月。 开了主殿的门，重新修理。
Verse 3, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the door of the house of the Lord.
他让弟兄姐妹可以在一起来到神面前敬拜。
He gave the opportunity for the brothers and sisters to worship in front
of the Lord. 也修缮圣殿。
And to repair them.
主要就是洁净圣殿。
It is to purify the temple.
我们来看16节到18节。
Let's turn to verse 16 through 18.
历代志下29章16节到18节。
Second Chronicles chapter 29 verses 16 through
18. 祭司进入主的殿要洁净殿，将殿中所有污秽之物搬到主殿的院内，立位人接去搬到外头基伦西边。17, 从正月初一日洁净起，是初八日到了主的殿，用了八日的功夫洁净主的殿，直到正月十六日才洁净完毕了。请读17节就好了。
Read verse 17. Now they began to sanctify on the first day of the first month, and on the eighth day of the month.They came to the vestibule of the Lord, so they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days, and on the 16th day of the first month, they finished.
所以我们看到祭司家在教会生活方面，他很关心来修理神的殿。
So as far as rebuilding or repairing the temple, he was very dedicated.
哈该书提到说，神的殿荒凉了，你们怎么还住有天花板的房子呢？
In the book of Hezekiah, it says,
神的哈该书
In the book of Haggai, it mentioned that the temple of God is laid desolate. How can you live in a roof, under a roof?
所以我们就看到，如果神的殿荒凉了，神的殿就没有荣耀。
So if the temple of God is desolated, then there's no glory of God.
那我们把教会弄得比较好一点，我们可以借着这样来荣耀神的圣名。
So if we make the church beautiful, we can glorify His name.
今天早上小弟从这个前面这条是 Pacifica 是吧？从 Pacifica 走过去
So I walked in front of the road, in front of the church, Pacific Road.
我记得走这条路好像我们教会前面这个地方最漂亮。
And I think that the front of our church is the most beautiful.
有大树。
There's big trees.
铺这个石这个砖头啊，是吧
？And there's bricks laid.
我想，如果我是外邦人，走到在炎热的太阳下面走到这里，我也觉得，哇，这个教会整理的相当不错。
So if I were a Gentile passing through church, I would like to be in under the tree.
所以西家先修神的殿。
So Hezekiah repaired the house of God.
小弟上个月在肯亚看到一个很有趣的会堂。
And last month I was in Kenya. I saw an interesting church.
Kariobangi 这个地方是肯亚第二大的 slum area， 就是最贫穷的地方。
And
Kariobangi.
Kariobangi is the one of the swamps. Very poor area.
你到那个地方去，都是矮房子，都很破旧，到处都很多垃圾场。
And there are dump areas, and it's very poor there.
但是呢。我们在那边建立一个两层楼的水泥的教会。
But I saw a two-story building.
那远远看就看得非常清楚，真耶稣教会在那里。
So from afar, you can see clearly that's the true Jesus Church.
所以在那边在这样的一个环境当中可以高举耶稣的圣名。
And under that circumstance, they can glorify the name of God.
那西西家也特别提到说他洁净神的殿。
And also here, Hezekiah.Purify or sanctify the temple of God.
因为他的父亲呢，把神的殿给污秽了。
Because his father has defiled the temple of God.
今天我们工人也要懂得洁净神的殿。
So today, as workers, we need to sanctify the house of God.
也不只是说这个外表上面的洁净哈。
Not just the exterior cleaning.
当然，外表也是蛮重要的。
Of course, exterior is also important.
因为我想到我去 Kariobangi 教会呢。在那边住了五天呢。
And I was in Kariobangi Church for 5 days.
这个第一天晚上怎么睡觉，发觉到身上什么东西在爬，再看一看，哇，怎么这么多这个蟑螂啊
？And when I was sleeping, I noticed something moving next to me, and when I noticed it was there were cockroaches.
那我就注意到蟑螂从哪里来，原来从隔壁来。为什么是隔壁？因为隔壁是厨房。
And I didn't know where cockroaches came from, and then I realized next door was a kitchen.
因为我们办讲习会很多碗盘那有时候教会没有电所以碗盘都没有洗。
So often because there's no electricity, and after the seminar, we cannot wash the dishes.
那所以我就故意拿我的手电筒去厨房看一看，哇，那里真是 这个 cockroaches 的天堂啊。
So
I took my 到处都是蟑螂啊。
I took my flashlight and went into the kitchen and I saw a cockroach heaven.
怪不得每天到我房间都要踩蟑螂。
So no wonder whenever I enter the room, I have to step on cockroaches.
我们教会要洁净。
So in church, we have to clean.
感谢主，我们在这边，谢谢伯恩教会，我们睡得很舒服。
So thank God that in Bowen Park we live very comfortably.
那其实洁净还包括着。我们要把神的圣洁的个性把它彰显出来。
And to sanctify, we have to manifest the holiness of God.
是耶稣说呢，从外面进去的不会污秽人，从里面出来的才会污秽人。
And Jesus said, it's what goes in, goes in that does not defile a person, but whatever comes out will defile a person.
所以重要不只是外表，更是我们教会内在要洁净。
So what's more important is to have sanctification within the church.
所以保罗说，这个哥林多教会，你们当中有人起继母，你们怎么还这么夸大呢？说你们很有爱心呢？
So people in the members in Corinth, they married
stepmother.
No, stepmothers, and how can you say you're still purified or sanctified?
保罗说，连外邦人这样的恶事都没有啊。
Even among the Gentiles, this wicked deed does not happen.
这些人像笑，要把他从你们当中把他赶出去。
And these are like leaven, you have to cast them out.
所以有时候我们在治理教会，也要注意教会上那种洁净上的问题。
So we have to emphasize on this kind of sanctification within the church.
我记得我年轻的时候在皇后教会读书。
And when I was younger, I was studying in Queens.
那有一次去教会灵恩会，有一个老姐妹翻方言。
And one time I went to the church, and one of the older sisters, she interpreted tongues.
本来是讲灵言，突然之间讲一个很大声的这个中文啊，就是自己翻自己的方言。
So initially she was speaking in tongue, and then later she started to interpret her own tongue.
她讲教会要圣洁，不然神不在。
And she said, if the church is not sanctified, then God will not be among us.
教会要圣洁，神同在。
God, a church must be sanctified, then God will be among us.
大家祷告，突然听到一个声音，大家都突然警醒起来了。
And everybody was astonished when they heard that.
我小时候听到一个传道人讲一个见证。
And when I was younger, I heard a minister say a testimony.
因为那个教会很久都没有圣灵降下来。
Because that church does not have the descending of the Holy Spirit for a long time.
大家都不晓得为什么。
Nobody knew why.
一个信徒就做了一个梦。
And then one member had a dream.
有条河流，河流上游有水，河流下流没有水。
And the dream was, on the upper stream there's water, but on the lower stream there's no
water. 为什么呢？
Why?
有一条大牛呢死了，而且把河水给挡住了。
Because there was a dead ox blocking the stream.
所以因为有一个这个牛代表一个工人，大牛一个主要的工人他已经不洁净了，犯罪了，可是教会没有处理，神的恩惠就没有办法继续下来。
And this dream was saying that one of the workers being the old ox who has dead, who has sinned, that he's blocking all the holy works.
河水就是代表着圣灵。
And water represents Holy Spirit.
代表神的恩惠。
It represents the grace of God.
所以我们要在治理神的殿，我们要懂得修理也洁净神的殿。
So as we manage our holy temple, we have to be sanctified and be holy.
当然他除了这个洁净之外呢，他特别也谈到要服侍神的殿。
And other than sanctification, we also need to serve in the temple of God.
我们看31章的第二节，历代志下。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 11.
31章，我们把红线夹在刚刚那个地方。
2 Chronicles chapter 31,
我们把红线夹在31章这里第二节。
Verse 2, please put your bookmark here.
西西家派定祭司立位人的班次，各按各职献燔祭和平安祭，又在主的殿门内侍奉称颂主。请读。
Verse 2, and Hezekiah appointed the division of the priests and the Levites according to their divisionseach man according to his service, the priests and Levites for burnt offering and peace offerings.
这边又提到西西家呢，不只是洁净神的殿呢，他要派人呢，按照班次在殿里面服侍神，在称颂神。
Not only did Hezekiah sanctify the temple, he appointed the division of priests to serve.
教会有他的各样的团队按着时间来赞美神，来歌颂神，来服侍神。
And they're under different teams at different time, they would serve and sing praise to the Lord.
这个保罗说，我们教会这个家像一个身体。
And Paul said that our church is like a body.
有的人当眼睛，有的人当嘴巴，有的人当手脚。
And some people are eyes, a mouth and hands and legs.
啊，这个我们要彼此配合，那教会的工作啊，才能够做得好。
Then we need to work together in one accord, then we can accomplish our goal.
那彼得长老也这样讲，我们每一个人要照所得的恩赐啊，彼此来服侍。
And Elder Peter also said that we need to serve the Lord according to our own gifts.
啊，做神啊百般恩赐的好管家。
Then we need to serve faithfully.
所以我们要鼓励弟兄姐妹一起来服侍。
So we need to encourage all brothers and sisters to serve
together. 我们本身也要很认真来服侍。
Ourselves must serve very faithfully.
我昨天晚上听到福地传道的正道。
And last night I heard the sermon by Pastor Vudi.
他的题目是我爱我的主人。
And his sermon title was I love my master.
你就可以感受到他那一种很热诚的想要继续服侍神的心。
And you can hear his fervency in serving the Lord.
我记得他当神学生的时候。
I remember when he was a theological student.
给我们一个感觉，就给小弟一个感觉，就是我这个工作没有做下去，好像活不下去了啦。
And he gave me the impression that if I don't do this correctly, then I cannot live any longer.
所以我们教会需要更多的人真的觉得没有服侍神啊，生命本身是没有意义的。
Then we need more members to feel that if I don't serve the Lord, then I live meaninglessly.
基加不止他自己服侍，他也鼓励别人来服侍。
Not only did King Hezekiah serve himself, he also encouraged others to serve.
我们刚刚看到小朋友啊，好像小天使啊，在这边带领我们唱诗。
And we saw the children like little angels leading the hymn in front of us.
我们觉得这个是very creative, 非常好的一个想法。
And this is a very creative thinking.
这个是鼓励这个小朋友一起在这边服侍神，跟我们一起服侍来敬拜神。
And this is to encourage the children to serve with us.
那基督家不只是提醒我们要在殿里服侍。
And Hezekiah not only encourage us to serve in the temple.
他也提醒我们殿需要有个管理哦。
And he reminded us that there needs to be a manager in the church.
我们看历代志下31章。
Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 31.
31章。
Chapter 31.
12节。
Verse 12.
到14节。
Verses 12 through 14.
12节。
Verse 12.
他们诚心将供物的十分之一之物并分别为圣之物都搬到仓内。利未人歌兰管辖掌管这事。他的兄弟四枚为护管，这边特别提到有人掌管，有人为护管。
And here mentioned that people are managing the temple.
那十三节提到很多的人名哦。
And verse 13 mentioned many names.
最后说是西西家王和管理神殿亚撒利亚所派的。
And this was commanded by Hezekiah the king and Azariah the ruler.
为什么要这么多人来管理呢？
Why do they need so many people to
manage the temple? 14节告诉我们
Verse 14 tells
下半段哦
the latter part.
这些人掌管乐意献与神的礼物发放献与主的供物和至圣的物
verse 14 these people was over the free will offering to God to distribute the offering of the Lord and the most holy things.
所以教会有这么多的事情这么多的这个奉献需要有一些人来管理而且来发放。
And there are many things in the church and also a lot of offering that they need people to manage.
我们负责人我们要祈求主耶稣给我们恩赐包括小弟在内尤其是懂得管理的恩赐。
And as council members and also myself that we need to have the gift of management.
我们发觉到有时候教会有很多小组但是呢每次工作呢总是小组中的几个人在做。
And we notice that there are many different groups in the church, but only few people are working.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
比如说，有时候我们看教会的打扫，那一组很多人，可是每次都是三四个人在做教会打扫的工作。
For example, if there's a church cleaning group, we only see a few people in that group cleaning.
那就是我们没有请人管理这个组，然后呢跟他开会跟小组开会大家彼此来提醒。
And this is because we do not have the right management or the right meeting to distribute the work.
所以摩西的岳父看到摩西工作的从早到晚站在那里审判人他觉得相当的没有效率。
The father-in-law of Moses saw that the way Moses was managing the work, it was ineffective.
所以他就跟他们讲，你要设立五副长、十副长、百副长等等来管理神的家。
So he said you need to set up centurions and leaders of tens and fifty to manage.
小弟以前当总务负责人的时候就发觉到一个事情。
And when I was a general affair in the past, I noticed one thing.
哇，这个总务相当累，教会这么大， 反正不是家务财务通通是总务的工作。
So I noticed that everything belongs to general affairs. You have to do everything.
有时候做到真的，哇，这个工作是人做的吗？
And I often think, can a human being do this?
后来发觉到我们需要许多人一起来帮忙做。
Then I realized that we need more people to help.
或者我们真的有时候真的像救火员啊，到处在灭火啊，自己累得要命。
So sometimes we feel like a firefighter, we have to distinguish the fire.
所以我们看到西西家他在神的殿方面呢，他所做的都是善的。
So everything that Hezekiah did in the temple of God was good.
而且他不但是在教会生活蒙神的纪念，而且他在遵守律法方面、诫命方面呢，他所做的也都是为正的，都是对的。
So not only did he live his life pleasing to the Lord in following the laws and commandments of God, he was good.
他在律法上面他做了不少事，我们就举个例子，一个例子。
And in the laws of God, he did many good things. Let's take one example.
我们来看31章。历代志下三十一章。
Turn to Second Chronicles chapter 31.
三十一章的第一节。
31 verse 1.
历代志下三十一章第一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 31 verse 1.
这事既都完毕，在那里的以色列众人就到犹大的城邑，打碎柱像，砍断木偶，又在犹大、便雅悯、以法莲、马拉西遍地，将丘坛和祭坛拆毁净净。于是以色列众人各回各城，各归各地。请读。
Verse 1. Now when all this was finished, all Israel who were presented went out to the city of Judah and broke the sacred pillar in pieces, cut down the wooden image, and threw down the high places, and the altar, and all Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh, until they had utterly destroyed them all.
我们知道神的诫命啊，第一诫、第二诫就是让我们要拜敬拜独一真神。
And in the commandments of God, the first two, we have to worship the true, one true God.
那西西家一当王呢，他就把国内的丘坛那些柱像、那些偶像呢，就把它拆毁净净。
So when King Hezekiah became king, he got rid of all the high places.
那不但是他南国的犹大地这个地方啊，他连北方呢也跑去这个虽然不是他管辖的因为当时是外邦人占领了以色列国啊。
Not only did he do this in southern kingdom of Judah, he also went to north, even though he did not reign there.
以法莲、马拉西也是帮他们的偶像统统砍掉。
And Ephraim and Manasseh, they also took down all the images.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道今天以色列国为什么要亡国呢？
And brother, sister, we need to understand why the kingdom of Israel was subjugated.
这个先知在列王记下17章就告诉我们，北国亡国的主要原因就是他们没有遵守神的诫命。
And the main reason was that the kingdom did not follow the commandments of God.
他们厌弃神的律法。
They despise the laws of God.
他们随从那些虚无的神。
They follow the vain false God.
在北国，他们为自己铸造了两个偶像。
And in northern kingdom, they established two idols.
还有其他外邦人的什么亚瑟拉啦，还有这个巴利啦等等的，而且把他们的女儿呢放在偶像面前，把他们烧掉。
And they established Baal and Ashtaroth. They offer up their daughters.
我们都知道西西家就是一个王，那个王他做王的时代就是刚好北国灭亡的时代。
And when during the reign of Hezekiah, it was during the destruction of the northern kingdom.
所以他看得非常清楚，今天为什么神的福气没有到我们当中。
So he knew clearly the reason why the blessing of God did not come upon them.
因为大家都没有在守诫命，他们已经拜太多偶像了。
Because they did not follow the commandments of God, they were worshiping idols.
那我们今天，我们弟兄姐妹，我们一般的工人，偶像到底是什么？
So to our holy workers today, what are our idols?
我们可能没有拜一个有形质的一个金的物质、银的物质的偶像。
And we may not be worshiping a gold or silver physical idol.
但是从扫罗王的故事，我们其实常常会觉得，其实偶像有时候是我们自己塑造自己成为别人看中的，好像偶像一样哦。
And to in the example of King Saul, we can understand that we may become the idol that other people may worship.
这个是我小弟要提醒自己的。
This is what I need to remind myself.
我们看撒母耳记下十五章。
Turn to Second Samuel chapter 15.
这个时候，扫罗王他没有按照神的吩咐，把撒玛利人统统灭了。
And King Saul did not follow the instruction of God to destroy Samaria.
那神就厌弃他。
So God despised him.
好，我们来看撒母耳记上，对不起，撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上十五章。
1 Samuel chapter 15.
十五章的二十二节、二十三节。
Chapter 15, verses 22 and 23.
撒母耳记上十五章二十二节、二十三节。
First Samuel, chapter 15, verses 22 and 23.
撒母耳说：“主喜爱欢祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。”二十三节。
Verse 23.
悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，完梗的罪以拜虚神和偶像的罪相同，你既厌弃主的命令，主也厌弃你作王。请读二十三节。
Verse 23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the words of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king.
神让扫罗王战胜之后，把敌人的牛羊统统杀了。
And when the king allowed King Saul to be victorious over his enemy, he asked him to kill all the livestock.
但是扫罗留了亚甲王，也留了这些牛羊。
But King Saul spared the life of King Agag and the livestock.
他的结果就是，哎，我要用这样来敬拜神呢。
His reason was, I need to use these things to worship God.
每次我看到这里，我就想到法国的凯旋门呢。
And whenever I see this, I see the.
我想到哈那个。那叫什么？凯旋门叫什么 ？Gate of Victory， 但是不是 Gate of Victory， 它有一个什么 Arc，Trident Arc。
OK， 对 ，What？ The Trident Arc in France。Triumph of Arc。
凯旋啊，胜利。
Triumph of Arc， the Arc of Triumph、okay.。
就是当他们打胜仗的时候，经过那个门呢，带了很多战胜品啊，大家在那边接受大家的欢呼啊。
And when they become victorious, they will bring the spoils and walk through that gate.
所以撒母耳跟扫罗说，我怎么听到这么多牛羊的声音呢？
So Samuel told King Saul, why do I hear so many noise from the livestock?
他说我要来献祭啊。
He said, I'm here to make sacrifice.
撒母耳说，其实听命是胜于献祭的。
But Samuel told him, to obey is better than sacrifice.
扫罗王他没有真的拜偶像。
But King Saul did not worship the physical idol.
撒母耳跟他讲说，因为你悖逆。你这个罪跟拜偶像的罪是一样的。
But because you were being rebellious, so this is like worshiping idols.
为什么
？Why？
扫罗他想要赢得掌声。
And Saul wants to gain praise.
带一些牛羊，带一些战胜品回来，大家可以鼓鼓掌，拍拍手。
So if he brings livestock and the spoils from his victory, then people will applaud him.
他本来就高人一个头。
And initially, he's already taller than most people.
他在心态方面也想要高人家一个头。
But in his heart, he wants to be taller than everyone.
到最后，他的头被砍下来，钉在被砍下来了。
But at the end, his head was beheaded.
所以这是我们工人每一个人的自我提醒。
So this serves as self-examination for all the holy workers.
真的，这个时代大家都在寻找。MVP 最有价值的人是谁
？And in this generation, everybody seeks after most valuable person.
但是耶稣让我们做圣工的人，成为众人的仆人。
But Jesus Christ wants the holy workers to be the servant of all.
所以我们今天在守诫命上面，我们不只是外在没有偶像，我们内心也不设立自己为偶像。
So outwardly, when we serve the Lord, we do not worship the outward idol. We should not set idols for ourselves either.
我们在治理教会方面呢，真的要注意十诫方面的问题。
So as we serve, we need to be careful of the Ten Commandments.
西西家重视第一诫、第二诫。
And Hezekiah emphasized the first two commandments.
十诫的第一诫、第二诫。
The first of the two commandments.
但我们真耶稣教会，我们重也重视十诫。我们负责人要重视十诫，比如说第四诫第七诫。
So as council members or holy workers, we need to also emphasize on all commandments, including the fourth and the seventh.
我们怎么样在安息日真的让弟兄姐妹在来到神的殿出入有草吃，有草可以吃啊
？So as church members come to worship, we need to have grass for them to eat.
这个时代同性恋已经是合法化的时代。
And in this generation, the homosexuality is already.
但是我们教会的立场没有办法妥协，因为这是神的道。
But in our church, we do not compromise because this is the law of God.
虽然华丽说 yes， 但是我们的道理说不是的。
So even though the worldly court says yes, but our church says no.
所以我们要知道这个教会是永生神的家。
So we need to know that this church is the house of God.
它是 真理的一个柱石跟根基。
And it is the foundation and pillar of truth.
而是我们弟兄姐妹，我们工人一定要来继续扶持教会所传的这些重要的道理。
So as holy workers and church members, we need to uphold the truth.
这次在传道者这个 minister's workshop, 传道者的进修会，有一个教员问将要安立的执事。
And during the minister workshop this past week, one of the instructor asked one of the brothers who is about to become a deacon.
感谢主，我们这次大概训练了五个吧，五个执事就是要到地方教会可以安立他们来这里一起跟我们一起训练。
And thank God that this time we will have five newly ordained ministers. They will be ordained in their own local churches.
五个还是六个？
五个吧，
五个啊
，five.
那个讲员就问一个问题，那个执事最主要的工作是什么？根据提摩太前书。
And the instructor asked this potential or to be a deacon, what is the most important thing as far as being a deacon in First Timothy?
提摩太前书讲了很多有关执事的道理，都是讲条件。他说唯一的工作就是要固守神的真道。
And in First Timothy, it mentioned about the many roles or the qualification of being a deacon, but there's one thing.That he needs to do, which is to uphold the truth of God.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们工人，大家一起来要来坚守我们神给真耶稣教会所传的所启示的那个最基础的道理。
So as brothers and sisters and the holy workers, we need to uphold and grab tightly to the truth that we were given initially.
就像西西家在遵守神诫命上面，他所做的都是正的，都是对的。
And in keeping the laws and commandments of God, whatever.King Hezekiah did was good and right.
他第三点，他在寻求神上面呢，他是尽心去做，都是忠心的，是忠心的。
And the third thing that he did was he was being faithful in what he did.
他到底忠心表现在哪里呢
？What was the manifestation of his faithfulness?
我们发觉到哈，西西家尽量要在让更多的人呢，可以一起来敬拜天上这位神。
And the goal of King Hezekiah was for as many people as possible to worship this true God.
我们今天早上谈到我们的流失率大概是这个 inactive member 没有常常来聚会的大概占了30%。
And we have mentioned this morning during our NCC that the inactive members has climbed up to 30%.
虽然我们有4000多人，但是我们的常常来聚会的将近3000人而已。
Although we have 4,000 registered members, but only 3,000 are active members.
那我们看西西家，他就是想办法让所有的人都可以来敬拜神，来守逾越节。
And Hezekiah wanted everyone to worship God and to keep the Passover.
我们来看历代志下30章。
Turn to Second Chronicles chapter 30.
30章第5节。
Chapter 30 verse 5.
30章第5节。
Chapter 30 verse 5.
于是定了命令，传遍以色列，从别示巴直到但，使他们都来，在耶路撒冷向主以色列的神守节，守逾越节，因为照所写的律，守这节的不多了。请读。
Verse 5. So they resolved to make a proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover to the Lord God of Israel at Jerusalem, since they.Had not done it for a long time in the prescribed manner.
那他大家让大家一起来守节呢？是不只是在犹大地哦，也到以色列地啊，从但到别示巴，都是邀请人来守节啊。
So not only did he do this in the southern kingdom, he also invited the northern kingdom from Beersheba to Dan.
这个跟我们开灵恩会差不多了，因为逾越节就好像领圣餐一样。
So this is like our Passover. It is like taking Holy Communion.
那你知道我们联会的时候大家都很喜乐，他们就是这样子啊。
And this is like their own spiritual convocation.
我们看30章26节，他说呢，耶路撒冷大有喜乐，自从以色列王大卫儿子所罗门王的时候，在耶路撒冷没有这样的喜乐啊。所以这样的节期，弟兄姐妹一起来，大家敬拜神，非常的喜乐。
During this festival, everybody comes and everybody rejoiced.
我们再看30章2-3节。
Let's turn to chapter 30, verses 2 and 3.
历代志下30章2-3节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 30, verses 2 and 3.
因为王和众首领并耶路撒冷全会众已经商议，要在二月内守逾越节。第三节，正月间他们不能守，因为自节的祭司尚不服用，百姓也没有聚集在耶路撒冷。按照律法， 不只是在一月可以办，二月份也可以办。
According to the law, you can, you can have this spiritual convocation in the first month and also second month.
为什么要选二月呢？
Why do they say the second month?
那个工人不够之外呢，那个弟兄姐妹很多人都还没有到啊。
Not just because there's not enough workers, many members do not have not arrived yet.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们忠心表现在哪里？
So, brother and sister, how can we manifest our faithfulness?
我一直觉得我们的忠心就是让我们的教会充满了弟兄姐妹一起来高兴的敬拜神。
And it is for all the members in our church to come joyfully to worship God.
我们灵会之前，工人都有一个 checklist， 都有一个应当注意要做什么。其中有一个就是我们要出去发传单呐，要广邀弟兄姐妹一起来参加这个盛会。
And before our spiritual convocation, the church council would have a checklist, and one of the list on the list is that to invite all the members and also truth seekers to come.
感谢主，现在在一个地方教会，他们目前呢增多了一个家庭聚会点。
And thank God, in one of the churches, they added one family service location.
那为什么那些工人会觉得那个聚会点应该要在哪里开设呢？
And why do the workers think that it's important to set up a family service location?
因为那里的附近呢，晚间都没有在聚会。
Because during evening time, the members in that area do not.
所以工人 propose 之后呢，有家庭聚会啊，以后每一次聚会大概都有二十几个人在聚会。
So when we have enough holy workers, then we can send people to help out in that area, and that service will have 20 to 30 people.
所以我们弟兄姐妹一定要想办法，我们工人一定要想办法，到底有什么方法，每个礼拜的聚会人数可以在各个地方来增多呢？
So as holy workers, we must find out a way to increase the membership in services.
这是西西家在寻求神一种忠心的表现。
And this is how Hezekiah showed his faithfulness.
那不只是这样，他在奉献方面呢，也要确定让神的家有粮。
And not only so, he also makes sure that there's food in the house of God.
当然他自己带头奉献哦。
Of course, he made the offering himself.
那我们看历代志下的三十一章。
Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 31.
第三节
verse 3.
三十一章第三节
chapter 31 verse 3.
王又从自己的产业中定出份来为燔祭，就是早晚的燔祭和安息日、月朔并节期的燔祭，都是按主的律法所记载的。所以王自己做榜样，他把自己的产业分出一部分来。
So the king set an example. He also appointed a portion of his position and offered it.
所以很甘心乐意的奉献。
So he offered willingly.
那第四节他又说
，Verse four continues.
又吩咐住耶路撒冷的百姓，将祭司、利未人所应得的份给他们，使他们专心遵守主的律法。
So verse four. Moreover, he commanded the people who dwell in Jerusalem to contribute support for the priests and the Levite, that they might devote themselves to the law of the Lord.
这个英文用 command 就是命令啊。这个住在耶路撒冷的人呢、都要奉献。
So he commanded the people living in Jerusalem to offer.
我不晓得没有看错，我从自己声音看大概有两个工人有一点点就是刚刚用 command 就是命令啊。就是要求大家一定要奉献的两个工人，一个是西西家，一个是尼西米啊。
And there's two workers that I can remember that commanded the people to offer. One is Hezekiah and also
Nehemiah.
啊，
所以这样子让神的家非常的丰富。
So this house of God was full.
所以第十节啊
，in verse ten，
这些祭司呢在讲说呢，送到神殿来的这些礼物呢，我们不但吃饱，而且剩了很多。
And not only do they have enough, they have much left over.
因为主赐福给他的民，所剩下的才这么丰盛。这是三十一章第十节所说的。
For the Lord has blessed his people, and what is left is this great abundance.
所以我们的教会的工人真的想办法让神的家能够丰盛起来。
So as workers of God, we need to think how can we provide for a church so they can have great abundance.
今天早上我们看到温哥华教会他们想要买一个3.6 million 的会堂。
And today we know that Vancouver Church wants to purchase a church building for $3.6 million.
他们也知道美国是好兄弟啊。
And they know that the brother and sister in U.S. is their good brother.
他们就想办法怎么样让加拿大的家有粮啊。
So they want to figure out how they can make their Vancouver Church abundant.
他们很聪明，做了一分钟的 video， 他如果做五分钟，大概很多人看不下去。
So very wisely, they made a one-minute a video to show what they need instead of 5 minutes.
我记得布鲁伦在买教会的时候，感谢主，全国各地教会都来帮忙。
And remember when Brooklyn Church was purchasing a church chapel, many churches helped.
那些工人也很尽心啊，有的人在网络上写文章说，我们没有会堂哦，我们冬天很冷哦，我们小朋友哦，在上RE的时候，大家都花抖啊。
And the church council, they went online and told people that we need our church building because it is cold, it's very cold here, and we don't have room for our RE children because it's very cold.
很多人看到这些文啊，这些文字的啊报道啊，说那个布鲁伦教会说到了奉献，真的很多人掉眼泪啊。
So when members saw the writing, they shed tears and they contribute freely.
啊，有一个负责人在开奉献箱说，里面通通挤满了现金。
And one of the council, when they opened the offering box, he realized that there was full of cash.
他说算钱算到手酸呐。
And he counted money so that he even strained his hand.
哎呀，这个算到掉眼泪啊。
And he was shedding tears.
这个就是工人在这个善工上面啊，用神给我们的智慧。让神的家丰丰富富。
And this is worker using the wisdom given to him by God to make the church abundant.
我觉得西西家一个让我最大感动就是他也懂得跟摩西一样站在破口为百姓来祈求。
And Hezekiah did something that moved me, which was to stand in the breach like Moses.
我们工人的责任是什么？
And what is the responsibility of workers?
其实，如果每个工人都能够为弟兄姐妹来祈求。
And if all the holy workers can plead and pray for our members.
我们真的发觉到祷告越多教会问题越少。
So we realize that as the worker pray more, the problem in the church will lessen.
我们看历代志下30章18节到20节。
And 2 Chronicles chapter 30 verses 18 to 20.
历代志下30章18节到20节。
2 Chronicles chapter 30 verses 18 to 20.
啊，以寡连人马拉西、以撒加、西布伦和许多人尚未自洁，他们却也吃逾越节的羊羔。不合所记录的定例，西西家为他们祷告说：凡遵守寻求神的，就是主他列祖之神的，虽不照着圣所洁净之礼自洁，求至圣的主也饶恕他。主垂听西西家的祷告，就饶恕了百姓。请读二十节。
Verse 20, and the Lord listened to Hezekiah and healed the people.
我们要领逾越节像领圣餐一样都要预备要自洁。
So when we come to the Passover, it is like taking Holy Communion.
那西西家哦，不只是在南国办叫人家守，连那个北国很久没有祭司制度的，很久没有圣工人员的，他也把他们通通叫来一起来守逾越节啊。
Not only did King Hezekiah ask the people in Southern Kingdom to keep the Passover, he also asked the Northern Kingdom to do the same.
我在想，这些人不晓得有没有受割礼哦，不知道。
I don't know if these people were circumcised or not.
到底在自洁方面犯了什么事情呢
？So what did they do in as far as being purified?
总之呢，他们用了这个在这个守了逾越节之后呢，圣上讲就是他们生病了。
So after Passover, they become ill.
那西西家就为他们祷告啊。
And Hezekiah prayed for them.
我们今天工人要懂得为弟兄姐妹祷告。
So today as holy workers, we need to know to pray for the members.
但我们刚刚说逾越节，守逾越节就好像我们领圣餐一样。
So keeping Passover, it is like taking Holy Communion.
我听一个传道人讲一个故事啊。
And a pastor told me a story.
有一年办圣餐呢。
And one time they were having Holy Communion.
有一个姐妹领了圣餐之后回去就肚子痛啊。
And one sister, after she partook the Holy Communion, she went home and had stomach ache.
怎么样都没办法好。
And she could not be healed.
后来传道人就来了。
So the pastor came to her.
为什么你领完圣餐还肚子痛呢
？So why do you have stomach ache when you after you partake the Holy Communion?
我们一起来想，我们要想一想有什么，我们要祷告之前想一想有什么得罪神的吗
？So before we pray, we need to examine: did we do something against God?
他想到今天早上出门之前跟先生吵架了。
So she remembered that before she left the house that morning, she had a fight with her husband.
没有跟先生和好啊。
And she did not reconcile with her husband.
那下一次领圣餐又肚子痛了。
So next time she took the Holy Communion, she had stomach ache.
为什么呢
？Why？
她实在是想不出自己犯了什么错。
She could not remember what she did wrong.
后来她就问传道一个问题啊。
So she asked the pastor one question.
我隔壁那个哦，拿到圣餐杯不敢领，他叫我帮他领了，这样可以吗
？And the person next to me, this person did not dare to take the Holy Communion. I took it for her. Is that okay?
我在想不是领圣餐 两杯圣餐杯是错的啦。
And I don't think it's wrong to take two cups of grape juice.
但是哦，你怀疑哦，就喝啊，这个就是吃喝自己的罪。
But if you doubt and you drink it, then you drink your own sin.
啊，所以圣餐礼真的很严肃哦。
So this is a very serious matter.
是像办逾越节是神啊一个纪念神爱的一个地神救恩的一个时候。
And so like Passover, it is to remember the salvation of God.
啊，这个工人帮来帮忙祷告。肚子痛就好了。
So after the holy worker came and prayed for her, she was healed.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们做工人，如果我们什么都忘记了，我是觉得只要记得一件事情，其实就非常重要了。
So as holy workers, if you don't remember anything, you need to remember this one thing.
就是要常常为弟兄姐妹祷告。
It is to pray for the brothers and sisters constantly.
我们真耶稣教会真的不一样。
Our true Jesus church is truly different.
如果没有人一直站在破口，我们发觉到魔鬼一直吞吃我们的弟兄姐妹。
So if there's no holy worker standing in the breach, then the Satan will devour our members.
教会的复兴从工人的祷告开始。
The resurrection of our church starts from the holy workers.
所以我们看到西西家寻求神非常的忠心。
So Hezekiah was being very faithful in seeking after the Lord.
他让教会的更多的人一起来敬拜神。
He led more people to come and worship God.
他让神的家有粮。
And he made the house of God abundant.
他为弟兄姐妹来祷告。
He prayed for the brothers and sisters.
以上我们彼此来劝勉。
And this is our encouragement to one another.
愿神继续祝福我们美国的众教会。
And may God continue to bless all the churches in the U.S.
大家都能够做为善为忠为正的事情。
So everyone can do what is good, right, and true.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
418首。
418.